Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original documentary. Seen from behind, a portly man sits in the front passenger seat of a moving vehicle. Wipers intermittently sweep raindrops from the windshield. The portly man drums his fingers on a plastic sculpture of a nude figure laid across his lap. The vehicle passes parked cars as it drives through light traffic. Now, footwear fills tall shelf units in a thrift store where paper signs hang handwritten in Georgian. The portly man lifts a garment and studies it.
I think it weighs half a kilo.
He picks up another article of clothing, then finds himself in the footwear section inspecting a work boot. He glances at the tongue, feels around inside, then puts it back. A jumble of shoes and boots sits haphazardly inside the rectangular cubbies of the shelving. Elsewhere, another man cuts a length of plastic sheeting from a large roll. The portly man stands among housewares with a scruffy-faced guy.
What have you got in the shop? Do you have gas containers? For tourists. This is a good size. How many kilos can it take? 1 kilo? More? Don't you have a bigger one? No, only this size.
He eyes a rubberized mold in the shape of a smiling bunny head.
This is nice for children. It's useful for exchanges. How much does it cost? 6 lari. Are all of them rubber? Yes, it's for baking. Fireproof. Fireproof? I'll think about it.
A title appears. The Trader, Sovdagari. The view fades up on a van heading down a highway under dreary skies, passing numerous trees and nondescript institutional buildings. Behind the wheel, the portly trader bites into a bread roll. A car speeds past. The trader honks his horn as he chews. Later, he pulls to a stop in a vast field as a man clad in blue stands outside a 4x4 vehicle, bent over workers harvest potatoes.
Good morning. Hello.
The farmer approaches his window.
Which kind of potatoes do you have?
Yes.
We have potatoes, yes. Good. Big sizes? Or just medium? We have all kinds. You can choose. How much does it cost? I don't know the price. If you don't know, then who knows? We don't know yet. Harvest is yours, right? Yes, mine. Do you gather it all or collect by sizes? We gather all together and sort them, right? We sort them at home. The weather may get worse tomorrow.
A tractor hauls a wheeled harvester.
There are less big ones. No, have a look. There are a lot of big potatoes. And plenty of little ones. Listen, you are a big man. I'm middle, and some are small. The same with potatoes.
The farmer takes a drag on a cigarette. As the trader drives the jostling van over the unpaved roadway, a view inside shows the cabin filled with assorted items, including attire, toys, and various bags. Seen from above, the harvester revolves as it's pulled over dark, moist farmland in between rows of potatoes. A field worker's thick-soled shoe sloshes in the rich earth, tamping it down and helping to expose the starchy subterranean tubers. The field worker, a man with gray, balding hair, keeps one hand on the tiller while the other clutches the side of the moving tractor, its huge wheels coming up to his shoulder. Filled potato sacks rest on the ground nearby. Rain pelts a front lawn where a boy sits scrunched in a rusted toddler swing. Wearing a gray suit, he rocks back and forth, staring intently forward through narrowed eyes. Behind him, as a boy taps a hammer against a large rock, a girl in a traditional Georgian dress watches. A man in a striped sweater stops at the front door and lingers awkwardly for a moment. Backing into the house, he proceeds to shut the door. Later, the same man watches a group of kids jumping excitedly near a haystack over a dozen feet tall. A dark-haired woman emerges from a door holding a broom. Several women peruse the trader's van, one eyeing a mauve scarf. Look at all the nice things he has.
Very nice things.
How much does it cost?
I can sell it for 5 kilos of potatoes.
And this one? The same, 5 kilos as well. May I try it on?
Of course.
Of course. And what is this? May I?
This is toilet paper.
One woman tries on the scarf. You have to buy it for sure. 5 kilos, you said?
Yes.
Oh, very good cockies. A woman sorts through persimmons in a crate. What are you doing? Give me another plastic bag. The trader weighs a bag of persimmons with a scale.
This is a very good variety. This is 2.5.
The dark-haired woman holds a black boot.
The boots cost 25 kilos of potatoes.
And if I pay with money?
15.
Okay, I'll be back soon.
Fine.
She takes another look at the merchandise. Turning, the trader watches her depart. Meanwhile, the admirer of the scarf carries her bag of persimmons to a building entrance where 3 men stand milling about. The dark-haired woman returns to the trader with a tattered white plastic sack.
It feels like 8 kilos, but it should be 10 kilos.
I don't have more.
What can I do?
Give me a discount. He weighs the sack.
9 kilos.
I know. The trader sorts through the brown-skinned potatoes in a plastic crate. Smoke wafts from a pipe affixed to the window frame of a weather-beaten house. A thin elderly man makes his way across the unpaved roadway in front of the dwelling and enters a smaller structure with a thatched roof. Emerging, he closes the barn-style door and latches it shut. Seen from a distance, he makes his way to a bench in front of the house, takes a seat, and crosses his legs. A closer view shows him striking a match and lighting a cigarette. Shaking the flame out, he puts the match in his cigarette packet, which he proceeds to stash in the pocket of his heavy jacket. The elderly, mustached man takes a long drag, then exhales the smoke. He raises the cigarette, set in a stubby holder, to his lips once again as he stares off thoughtfully.
Potatoes are money for us. Euro, dollar, Georgian lari, everything is potato. My childhood dream was to become educated. I wanted to graduate from the university, but I couldn't. Because I didn't have the opportunity.
Crouching with a bucket in a picked-over potato field, he pulls up some rootstocks and flings them away. And now, what are you dreaming about?
Dream? Now?
He offers a resigned shrug.
I just want a good harvest, a job, and not to sit at home, nothing else.
He glances off, then faces forward toward the unseen interviewer. Later, walking a straight line in the field, he tosses potatoes from the bucket onto the ground. On the same property, a gray-bearded man wearing a camouflage fishing hat lugs a hay bale from a towering stack. He hauls it beside a few more bales. Piles of rocks and split logs sit on the property.
No, I don't want to be here anymore. Just sitting here, and nothing's happening.
The elderly and bearded men stand near the bench.
If I were young, I would drive away from this village. Yes, and you should have a new BMW, and pretty chicks as well. Yeah.
A girl in a red sweater approaches.
That time has gone.
A dog wanders over the rootstock-covered ground, lifts its leg, and pees. Now the elderly and bearded men stand with the trader outside his van.
We're here for the exchange. Which city have you come from? I'm a merchant from Belize. You can find everything here. Toilet papers, lamps, biscuits, soaps, clothes. How much for this wheel? It's not for sale. Hello?
Another man comes over.
How much for these shoes? 25 kilos of potatoes. It's a good price. So cheap. And how much for this?
The elderly man eyes fur-lined boots.
The same price. Buy a lipstick. Lipsticks are for women. If they don't like the color, what should I do? Well, it's a gift. Just leave it at home and get out of their sight. This is for clothes. Look, good for cleaning.
The trader uses a plastic lint brush shaped like a ladybug on his jacket sleeve.
That's great. This is a vacuum cleaner for your body. Yes, exactly. That's it.
In a potato field filled with workers, a woman in a floral headscarf and a young man gaze at a colleague off-frame. Beauty is important for women.
Women should have natural beauty, not painted with makeup. I think you don't need any makeup. Then you have to visit a beauty salon.
Why you say that? Aren't we women?
You don't need them. Why you say that? We need them. They need men, makeup, and everything. When the car comes, they will exchange potatoes and buy what they need.
Squinting, the young man gazes forward. A woman in a plaid headscarf empties a bucket into a bag held open by a man in a camouflage hat. Bending over, two field workers hurry to gather potatoes into their buckets. A group of women, all with heads covered by scarves, caps, or hats, stands chatting. A worker plucks a tall stalk and removes the buds with soiled, gloved hands. An elderly woman stares off, gray hair peeking from her black head wrap. Four women take a break, seated atop their buckets. Beneath a brilliant, blue, cloud-filled sky, a figure in a wide-brimmed hat approaches from a distance, bucket in hand. Long apron skirt billowing as she swings her hips side to side, she makes her way forward across the dugout potato patch. Strutting over the rich soil like a model on a catwalk, she stops and strikes a pose with her soiled, gloved hand set on her hip. Elsewhere, the trader leans against the back of his van, blowing bubbles from a plastic wand. A girl hurries over, followed by two boys. The girl tries to catch a bubble before it hits the ground, then jumps up and down.
Where are your parents?
At home?
Call them. Ask to buy something for you.
One boy tries out the wand, then hands it back.
Look, such a nice thing.
The trader blows bubbles. As the other kids leap, one boy stands still, content to let the bubbles come to him. The trader continues blowing bubbles for the kids' amusement. In a field, workers stand bent over, harvesting potatoes. Now, an elderly woman stands outside the trader's van holding a food grater.
This costs 5 kilograms of potatoes.
5 kilos is very expensive, too expensive. I have neither money nor potatoes.
What can I do, Granny? I sell it because of financial embarrassments.
Then you can give this as a present, or I'll buy for 1 lari.
No, I can't.
Why not? I can give 1 lari. The man in the striped sweater holds a light bulb.
I'm taking this lamp and khaki.
1 lari. 1 lari is a good offer, boy, or make a present.
No, I can't.
What's wrong with you? I'm old, alone, I have no one. Take 1 lari and give it to me. I have no one. I need this grater. She mimics a grating motion with her hand, then rubs her nearly toothless mouth and nose. With a disappointed expression, she turns away, glances back, then starts off. As a boy and girl walk atop a dwelling's thatched roof, another child kicks a soccer ball on the lawn below. Above, the girl shoves the boy forward and they scamper away. With his back stooped, an older man smokes a cigarette as he paces in front of a dilapidated bus. A rusted metal shutter covers half the vehicle's windshield. The man stops, facing forward with his gaze downcast, and sticks a hand in the pocket of his sport coat. Near a murky pond, the trader sits on a low stone wall in front of the pulley frame of a well. Staring off, he lifts a cigarette to his lips. He turns his head and spits. Outside a cinder block structure, a shaggy-haired boy holds a large dog on a long leash. A girl waits beside him. Nearby, a woman stands patiently, arms folded in the half-open doorway, as a smaller dog nips at the hem of her long skirt. A tabby cat sits perched beneath a pair of weathered blue window shutters. Now in the living room, as the girl sits on a bed, the boy kneels on the floor playing with the feline. He drags the cat across the rug, then the animal paws at a string he holds out. As the boy glances forward, his sister heads into a hallway. Now he stands facing us. His mom sits on the floor before a pot of potatoes and grabs a fistful of greens from a tray. What do you want to become when you grow up? Grinning, the boy glances at his mom. Tell them you want to become a journalist. He half turns again toward his mother, then winces bashfully. He rolls his eyes, lips trembling as if to speak. Behind him, his sister enters holding a trash can and lid. The girl heads out with the lid, leaving their mother with the bin. The boy blinks and gazes off, shifting on his feet. He spreads his arms, gazing skyward, then grins as his hands fidget. Bracing herself on the lip of the garbage can, the woman gets to her feet and exits the room, leaving her son gazing sheepishly. Later, the shaggy-haired boy jogs down the shoulder of a road with a cow trotting beside him. With one hand at his side, the boy places the other on the cattle's hind flank, gently guiding it down the middle of the road. Glancing off, the boy points.
Hey, has my friend arrived? Tie it up, boy. Tie it up.
The child pursues the animal along the road. A car waits for them to pass, then pulls away to reveal a second boy, clad in a knit cap, hands in his pockets. Now, in profile, a bicyclist rides past a vast field. Later, both boys stare wide-eyed as they ogle merchandise in the trader's van.
Come, children, come. What do you sell? Look, I have cakes, toys, lamps, everything. Tell your parents. I have everything. Hats, toys, clothes.
One boy grabs the lint brush.
You can find jeans for boys, your sizes.
The other picks up a notebook and pens.
Check this out.
One child picks up a pair of black boots, then the other studies some toy money. The trader holds the bubble wand.
That is a wallet, son. But I know you like this. Do you like it? Yes. Tell your parents to bring potatoes and choose what you want. Look, that's what you like.
The trader blows bubbles. The shaggy-haired kid reaches over.
What's this? It's a sponge.
His friend grabs a book, its back cover showing colorful drawings.
How much does this cost? 2 kilos. And this? This is a bag for women, not for you.
The shaggy-haired boy sets down a silver-sequined handbag. Mist shrouds a hilly landscape, sparsely dotted with dwellings, which overlooks a slow-flowing river. The image dissolves to a gliding urban view at night. Signs in Georgian, one showing pairs of eyeglasses, cover a concrete wall. Spray-painted graffiti reads Woohoo and Screw. The view travels past cinema signs, their edges printed like film sprocket holes, then proceeds along the side of a crumbling brick building. It continues past the arched opening of a vast indoor marketplace where a person on a scaffold unfurls a blue tarp. Delivery vehicles share curbside space with large trash containers. Heavy foot traffic heads down the sidewalk, and vendors haul their wares into the market entrances. In a parking lot, the trader smokes outside the open rear doors of his van, its cabin loaded with potatoes. One customer stands beside a waist-high sack of potatoes, then holds out an empty bag. As the trader shovels potatoes from the cabin into the open sack, the customer glances over his shoulder impatiently.
I don't know where the hell he went. Faster! Faster!
Ignoring the customer's demands, the trader continues shoveling at his own pace. Clad in a heavy jacket and knit cap, the impatient customer seals the tie atop his potato sack. Then another man helps him haul it aside. Now, the trader and a few other men play cards at a small table. A folded paper shows four columns of handwritten numbers. Gala, have you sold out all the potatoes?
Yes.
Are you satisfied?
How can I be happy or satisfied? It took me 2 days to sell them out.
Is 2 days' time a bad result?
1 day would be better.
The trader, Gela, stares down as he deals the cards. When are you going there again?
Tomorrow, I think.
Are you going to take secondhand clothes again? As Gela smiles, the view fades to black. What else will you take with you?
Everything that is easily exchangeable. Shoes, coats, I don't know. Everything.
Titles appear. The Trader, Gela Kolochovi. Directed by Tamta Gabrichidze. Produced by Ilya Tavbaridze. Director of Photography, Vano Andiashvili. Edited by Nona Gogadze. Original music, Gigi Piano Man Chipashvili. Sound recording by Ilya Magradze.
How many did you say?
Gela, beef soup or potatoes?
Beef soup, for sure.
Executive producer Jason Spingarnkoff, Zaina Lawrence, Lisa Nishimura. Copyright 2017, LEPL, GPB, all rights reserved. Ownership of this motion picture is protected by copyright and other applicable laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this motion picture, including soundtrack, is prohibited and could result in criminal prosecution as well as civil liability. LEPL, GPB is the author of this motion picture for the purpose of copyright and other laws. First Channel Georgian Public Broadcaster, 1TV.GE. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.